A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erechin Yud Gimel, Erechin 13a, pagination is 25. We'll start at the bottom of the page, Masnisin, about seven lines up. Ein pochasin, you will not have less, mishisha talaim, than six sheep, hamevukarim, that have been checked, belishkas hatalaim, in the room for the sheep, kidei l'shabbos u'l'yamim tovim sh'rosh hashanah, so that you have enough for the tamidim, for the two animals that are brought each day, one morning, one night, when you have Yom Tov and Shabbos together. U'mosif inadolam, and you could add as many as you want, but you can't have less than six in that special room that has these animals on deck to become a carbon tamid. And the Gemara begins that we thought, in the words of Rashi, Kasalka Daitoch, we thought that there was some restriction in checking the animals Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you have to have them all lined up in order that you should be able to do Rosh Hashanah with Shabbos, etc. And the Gemara asks, Tamidim Musafim Tuvahavu, there are a lot of korbanos that are being brought. Why would we be focused specifically on the carbon tamid to the exclusion of all else? And the Gemara in Amud Beis tells us that ultimately the reason over here is the teaching of Ben Bagbag. Third line of Amud Beis, Minayin letamid sheta'un bikur arba'a yamim kodem shchita. How do we know that the carbon tamid requires 4 days of checking before you could shecht it? Talmud lomar, tishmuru la'akriv li b'moado, it should be guarded to be brought, pasuk by carbon tamid, Parshas Pinchas, ulahalon hu omer, and it also says, v'ayolachem l'mishmeres ad arba asar yom lachodesh, that the carbon Pesach in Mitzrayim should be from the 10th till the 14th. Malahalon ton bikur arba yomim, just like over there it was on deck being checked for 4 days, kodem shchita, before you would do the shchita, afkan ton bikur arba yomim kodem shchita. So here also it needs checking for 4 days before Shechita. Deka Nami, you can tell that that's really what the kivun is, what the intent here is. Diktani Kedei L'Shabbos, it says enough that would be for Shabbos, V'loktani L'Shabbos. It's not actually being used for Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. It was just a way to remember such a number of sheep that would line you up and be ready for that sequence of Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah together. That's how many sheep you have to have in the Lishkas HaTaloyim Shema Mina, that indeed it has nothing to do with being able to check them on Shabbos. All the karbanos have to be fitting to be brought. This was a requirement by the Karban Tamid that it be checked, it be on deck for 4 days, just like the Karban Pesach. Now, Rashi, on the fifth of the small lines, says, Vikashali, I have a question. I don't understand, Rashi says, how six animals will accomplish 4 days of checking. Halo dami la'arba yamim de Pesach de bikuro be'asar. They acquired it and checked it on the 10th day of the month. U'shechitaso biyadalid, and it wasn't shech till the 14th. You had a genuine 4 days of checking. Hare arba yamim levad miyom ashchita. And six sheep would not indicate that. V'lokach nira be'enai, says Rashi, if you want to understand what's going on here with the six sheep, d'shmona nitnu sham b'yom chinuch, when they started, they really put eight sheep there. V'shisha diktani b'masnis in achimashma. And when it says six, they never had six, it means that when they pulled out the two for that day, before they replaced them, there were six that were checked. U'la'achakach kodam alayla yivakru shnayim v'yitnu sham. But before the night, they would check two new ones, and they would put them in, so that really what would be there is eight. But there would be a time during each day where there were only six. Vahanach, and those two that I'm describing, however, lesnu akati b'shas netilas hashanayim lo kachashiv luhu. Since they weren't there at the time the others were taken, the inventory actually went down to six until it was replaced. But on the same day, it definitely was replaced. The concept of having 4 days of checking is something that comes up in our calendar halachas, in the laws of Rosh Hashanah, preparing for Rosh Hashanah, Simen Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. The Mechaber writes, the Rama writes, Ve'omdim be'ashmores lomar slichos b'yom rishon shelefnei Rosh Hashanah. We get up early on the first day, meaning Matzoi Shabbos, before Rosh Hashanah, to say slichos. Ve'imchol Rosh Hashanah sheni o shlishi. If Rosh Hashanah is Monday or Tuesday, so you don't have your 4 days, maschilim miyom rishon shavua shalafanov, then you would have to start the week before. So even though that's going to add on quite a number of days, but for whatever reason, we could discuss separately why we have to start on a Motzei Shabbos, and we need 4 days. And therefore, if you're not going to have 4 days until Rosh Hashanah, then you have to start from the week before. Mishneh Berurah in Sifkaton Vav writes, Ve'od tam, one of the reasons that we have to have 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, Shekein Motzinu b'Karbonos, because we find such a concept by the Karbonos, She'te'unim b'ikor mimum arba'a yamim, they have to be checked for a mum for 4 days, kodam akrova, before they're brought. And that's the extrapolation that we saw in our Gemara, the Tamid, from the Korban Pesach. Says the Mishneh Berurah, and that is relevant here as well. Uvachol ha-karbonos b'parshas Pinchas k'siv v'ikraftem ola. By all the karbonos in Parshas Pinchas regarding the holidays, it says v'ikraftem, you should bring it, you should come close. Over Rosh Hashanah, k'siv va'asisem ola. And in Rosh Hashanah, it's saying, you should make yourself an ola. L'lamed sheba Rosh Hashanah ya'asa adam atzmo ki'ilu makriv es atzmo. A person should make it as if he's bringing himself. V'lochein kavu arba'a yamim. And therefore, we established 4 day requirement, levaka komume chatoso veloshev aleihem, to analyze, to pay attention, to check to a person's shortcomings, and therefore to be able to do tshuva, and that's a 4 day process at minimum before the va'asisem, before you can bring yourself as an offering on Rosh Hashanah in dedication to Hashem. The word va'asisem is also taken on another level, most notably Rav Schneer Kotler in his Noam Siach on Yomim Noraim, that the Medrash says, ki ilu asisem birya chadasha, that there's a renewal and a person is made anew according to the vision that a person has for themselves. Hashem remakes creation on Rosh Hashanah, the day of creation, the day of creation of mankind. As the expression goes, on Rosh Hashanah, we're judged not by who we are, but by who we want to be. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.